Yeah,
you already know what the fuck going on.
Smoke that shit.
You already know what. Y'all don't logged in to the damn.
You know what you listen to?
Y'all don't.
Y'all come here every week.
You're now smoking with the best.
Hell yeah, man. I'm fucking blitz, bro. Bro, I've been watching fucking Cheech and Chong, bro.
Okay.
I've been fucking watching damn fucking Friday.
Cheech and Chong, was that like a cartoon or something?
Yeah, man. It's like about these damn some damn fiends, bro. They be okay. On that. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
They be on that.
Okay, yeah, I'm starting to like these guys. You know what I'm saying? They sound like my type of people.
Just to say, man, y'all know me, man. I am fucking zooted.
Yeah, dude. You sound freaking high as hell right now.
Bro, I'm so toasted, bro.
Yeah, I know, dude. I can tell by the way you're fucking talking. So.
I'm just fucking high, bro. I've been smoking on that damn
okay, you talking about like marijuana?
Bro, I be smoking.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm fucking, bro. You can look at my eyes, bro. Bro, I can't even open my eyes. I'm so fucking gone.
Okay. It's sort of contrary to what you just said, but
fuck it. It's fucking 4:20 somewhere, bro.
Yeah. Probably in like Arizona or something like that.
Yeah, fuck it. It's gonna be 4:20 right now.
Probably
bro.
Like in the mountain time zone or something like that.
Shit, it's 8:40 somewhere.
Shit, man.
That's true. Probably in like Beijing or something like that.
Yeah, that's when you get that fucking that rope tied around your arm, get that needle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Inject yourself full of freaking weed.
Get that down. You know what I'm talking about, bro.
It's damn 1680 somewhere. Right.
Uh-huh.
Wait, is that math right?
Let's see.
What's 420 plus 420?
Yeah, 1680. Yeah, you got it. Right,
come on now. Hey.
Shit, dude.
Good math there.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
I saw the new thing. I mean, bro, all of it's made up and wrong and stupid, but now a bunch of them are like preserving sperm, like they're collecting semen because they think it's going to be worth like $2,000. Like a squirt in the future, unvaccinated semen.
Unvaccinated semen.
Wow.
It's going to be only $2,000.
They're saying it's the new gold rush.
Just a bunch of fucking neck bearded freaks in a basement keeping it in milk jugs.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Man. And look at them now. They're getting in on the ground floor. Like the folks who got into Bitcoin.
I'm just wondering what. Like, what, like, I guess, I don't know if this guy's happened to you ever since y'all got vaccinated, but, like, I feel like my semen's still the same. Serious, I mean, it still tastes the same, so I don't know what the fuck the difference would be, because it goes into your bloodstream, right? Sure. I don't know. How did the vaccine work for y'all?
I got COVID immediately. Right when I got my booster, it had some COVID in it, for sure. So
they took the needle and stuck it in my dick. So they didn't do that with y'all?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the whole of your dick or like the shaft?
The shaft.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Like through it. It was kind of like one of those.
Missed.
Yeah, it just missed.
All over the floor.
So
I didn't even get a needle. I just walked in. They were like, "Do you believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?" I was like, "Yes, of course." And they were like, "Hey, all right, bro. You're vaxxed.
Take that mask off."
Yeah, so I mean, shit, they were like, "Yeah, you don't even got to come back. You got every booster now." Just
damn.
Did you pray on it?
Instead of a vax card, they hand you just a laminated sheet of like Psalms or something. Yeah, show this to get into the Creed concert and the
if anyone asks.
Damn, oh, man. What happened? Is there still religious rock bands?
Sure. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Shit.
I wonder if that's a hard scene to break into. Oh, these guys don't even... These guys barely rock and hardly worship.
I mean, I feel like at some point, man, it's all been done. You know? How much can you rock out for Jesus?
I mean, you can say that about anything.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, like, I feel like now...
And a lot, bro.
What I'm saying, man, we don't need...
His first person to rock out. Wait, did he move that big rock or did other people do it?
I think they moved that big rock.
Hey, hell yeah.
I think the big rock was an onyx and Ash Ketchum moved it to fight the gym battle.
What?
I hate it. No, that's...
What the fuck was that? An onyx?
Onyx is a rock Pokemon. Like the original. Like, not the original.
This is the evolution of Geodude.
Yeah. No, it isn't. Onyx is by itself.
I mean, y'all need to get your story straight.
You're right. No, you're right. Geodude turns into that other guy with a bunch of arms.
Graveler. And one more, maybe?
So, just for the record.
Golem. I think it might...
Golem. Oh, yeah, no, there it is. Pokemon is in Bible canon.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Tie it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start with three options to find the son. Yeah,
right. He's like, it's dangerous out here. You might need one of these. Don't go in the tall grass. They'll attack you. Father beats the son.
Yeah. You got to go see all the wise men collect badges. Mm-hmm.
Damn, they got the frankincense badge. They got the myrrh badge.
Yeah, after you learn to surf, you can part the seas and stuff. So.
Very funny.
Damn, man. That's great.
Yeah.
Shout out, man. I tell you, man, the Japanese, you got to get on board with them, man. They knew. They knew to get on the ground floor with that Bible stuff.
Yeah. and they've been selling unvaccinated semen for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got them vending machines over there.
Mm-hmm. Hell yes, man.
Yeah, dude.
Man, $2,000 for...
$2,000 minimum. They're saying the price might keep going.
It's like fucking Bitcoin.
But then how much is like vaccinated semen going to be worth?
Shit. You won't be able to give it away.
they're gonna pay somebody to take it.
Yeah.
Please, this poison, get it away from me. You're going to have to pay to get it toxic waste removal.
Man.
Yeah, they're... Oh, man, bro, they be saying so much stuff. Like, there are a bunch of babies that are born now from folks who got the vaccine. And they're saying, yeah, that's why your baby can't fucking crawl or support his neck because you put that vaccinated sperm in that lady. You had that baby in your stomach when you got vaccinated. But, like, the vaccine came out in February. So it's like, yeah, your baby definitely should not be able to hold his neck up in 6 months, bro. It's not the vaccine, bro. Your baby's 5 months.
I don't know, bro. We got to see some unvaccinated babies make them fight. We got to see who comes out on top.
Damn, man.
That should be a new the new categories on the new season of Survivor. Vax versus unvaxxed.
Vax versus unvaxxed.
Vax versus unvaxxed Fiji.
Mm-hmm. They're fighting in Fiji.
Yeah. Do they have the vaccine in Fiji? They're still just on that island, right?
I'm sure it's probably out there somewhere. Yeah.
I hope so. For the people of Fiji. The Fijinians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fiji.
Yeah.
You know. That's good, man. Shout out to the vax shout out to the unvaccinated vaccinated not penises. Well, I guess everybody else's penis is unvaccinated. Mine is. So. But shout out to everybody who's getting that money out with that sperm, man.
I mean, well, not now. You have to wait till everyone finds out that vaccinated sperm is radioactive, and that's when the market starts to turn over.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty well known already.
I mean, shit, yeah. According to some of these folks, they're like, y'all are the slow ones. I got tons of milk jugs already.
Where do you even buy unvaccinated? He's just listing it on eBay. Yeah. Unvaccinated sperm and the football from the 1998 Super Bowl. Package deal.
Would y'all donate sperm?
for? It depends on what it's for, actually. You mean to have a baby or just so some folks can, you
just
know,
like,
what I mean?
Just like do some tests. Just for some curious scientists.
I mean,
is
sure.
Is that how they're going to approach me? Just for some tests.
Yeah.
Some men in a, mm-hmm. a white lab from the fucking Party City. Just tests. Mm.
Don't worry about it. Take this cup.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I think if, you know, some of my LGBTQIA friends wanted to have a baby or something, and they're like, Evan, you're the perfect specimen. You graduated top of your class at Harvard Law. You're 6'5", and you know, you have perfect posture. Can we have some of your sperm to create a superhuman? You know, I don't think that's fair.
I think we're going to need some like average kids in the future. We don't need these fucking supermodel ass kids. What does that leave us? You know, we're just gonna have a nation full of just tall fucking folks. No, we gotta get some regular dudes in there, man, or girls, or others. Right? You guys are looking at me crazy.
No, you're right.
You know why does it like? Why does it matter? Your genes have to be. You have to be smart. Why do you have to be smart? You don't know that. I feel like smart, that's like a nature versus nurture thing, right? I feel like you have to be taught smarts, right? Or am I just sounding
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like the reason, yeah, you're asking all these questions, so they probably won't be asking you to donate. Yeah. I don't think you got to worry about that. I don't know, man. You don't want, if you get to pick your kid, you're not about to pick some dumb, short, ugly kid. Like,
you're also, not.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
I want a kid I could still dunk on. Oh, man. How's that taste, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to at least be a little smart.
I mean, but I think it's fine if they're short because then they can, you know, they can fit into a smaller car.
Yeah.
Compact spaces.
Everything's going to be smaller in the future.
True, yeah. Living in pods and such.
Yeah. People going to be all fucking, going to have this fucking 6'7" ass kid.
Yeah.
In a fucking small ass Mini Coupe.
Short King summer. That'll be the longest summer of our lives. Mm-hmm. When it's eternal summer because of climate change.
Right.
What if it ends on Short King summer?
The seasons change.
Yeah.
There's this documentary on Netflix that I've been meaning to watch. It's called Our Father. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, I watched that shit.
You did?
It's terrifying.
About the dude just busting nuts all inside the sperm samples, and then all these kids find out they're related.
Yeah. It's super cynical, too, because it's like a small town. It's like a super small town. So the way they figure it out is, you know, they'll just be walking by each other in the store and be like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That looks a lot like me, huh? And then there was a newscaster, one lady was like, damn, this bitch looks like me. But then, oh, well, also it's, they did Ancestry.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time one of the new ones would get Ancestry.com, you know, it'd pop up, you have 56 brothers. And they're like, what in the fuck? This thing's glitching out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. But no, it's just, yeah, this guy was, families would come with their own sperm, like, hey, this is my husband's sperm, can you put this inside me? And he'd be like, oh yeah, bet. And then he'd go to another room and jack off and then he'd throw that in there. And it's funny because, I mean, bit of a spoiler here, but it's, they didn't even know what to charge my man with, because they were like, I mean, I guess this isn't really rape. And I guess it's, they did sign to have sperm put in them. I don't know if there's anything we can do legally.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Man. Shit.
So, I think they might have ended up, I think they ended up charging him with something. I don't know if it stuck or not. But they're basically saying that, well, you know, you jerked off pretty close to these women. So, that's pretty much rape. Yeah. Don't, so, it was jail. Like they charged him with, like, you know, second degree rape or something.
Hmm.
But
damn.
Yeah, really fucked up, man. Really scary. I think Blumhouse did that one.
Jesus.
Blumhouse did the. Is it a documentary?
Yeah, but they made it all scary. They had like, dramatizations and stuff, and I mean it was creepy, man. It was very tense.
Huh.
Really sick fuck.
I'll have to watch that then. That's yikes.
But he was like, you know, they're all blonde hair, blue eyes. So it's kind of like, you know, Hitler vibes.
Mm.
Yeah.
How old was the guy? The guy who was doing it, the doctor? Did he say like roughly how old he was?
All this happened. Obviously, the kids are all like 30 and 40 now. So this happened back in like the 1980s.
Right.
So, he's pretty fucking old now.
Hmm.
He's like probably like 70 or something.
Hmm. Damn. Hmm. Not much you can do about that.
But the only good part is his sperm was unvaccinated. That was before it.
That was before it. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. Hmm. Our father, huh? That's a twist I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
You think you would react well if you found out that your parents weren't your parents? You found out you were actually... There was like a thing. I think maybe it was in Rugrats or some shit like that. Or maybe not. I don't know. I forget. But it was like you would... Like, they have all the babies there, and it'd be like a mix-up because they just put all the newborn babies in one room to look after them after they're born. And sometimes you get the wrong kid.
Yeah.
You think you'd be cool if you found out, like, hey, we just found out some results?
I think it'd be fine now.
Yeah. I mean,
if I were a kid, it'd probably be like, what the fuck?
No, who am I? Where are my roots? Now it's like, all right, bro.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, let me pull out some test results right here. Just break the news to you right now.
That's what you were doing with my sperm. All
right. That's funny.
Yep. We watched that Red Rocket.
Man. Red Rocket. Bad guy.
Really bad guy.
Yeah, Simon Rex can't be doing that stuff.
Yeah, so. Simon Rex shouldn't have did that to them kids.
Hey, that's a fact.
Yeah, man. That movie looked great.
Yeah.
All the movies always look great. But my man, from jump, piece of shit.
Evil doer. Yeah.
That's crazy, though. He won an award for that, though, which is tight. I think he won like a... Spirit Award or one of the like, you know, independent film awards.
That's cool.
Which is great, man. Just to have a person like that, you know, who I grew up listening to all his, you know, comedy albums and stuff. And now look at him. Award winning actor.
Yeah. Huge dick on that guy too.
That was prosthetic.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, I take it back.
I mean,
strip him of his awards.
Yeah.
I mean,
now Mike Sabre. Hey, that's some meat on my man.
I mean, my man did do real porn back in the day, so you can go back and confirm it to put them side by side.
Is this lifelike?
I say, man, maybe we all should get prosthetic dicks. Just walk around with prosthetic dicks. What's the worst that could happen?
You know, I don't know. It'd probably rash up.
Yeah, fall off.
Gangrene.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. Just baby Flop powder out. It up, man. That's all you need. Yeah. Put a little baby powder on there. You're good to go. That's what they do in the movies before they put it on. Baby powder. And then you just pop it on there.
Imagine putting a dick on top of your dick.
I mean, that's the reality, man. You got to put dicks on dicks nowadays, man.
You do not.
Yeah, man.
Unless you're about to make a movie or something, I don't think you have to do that.
Shit, that's what I do that all the time, bro. You got to. You got to put a dick on top of your dick. Double dick down. That's what you got to be prepared, man. Because what
prepared
happens
for what?
No. Listen, what if the first dick breaks down, huh? You know, you've been out drinking. You've been out partying. All right? Dick's not working like it is. But guess what? Got that fake dick on deck.
Guys, we're proud to announce our new ad sponsor.
Yeah, I was going to say. In collaboration with ATTP, California Prosthetics Company.
Use code dick on top of dick for 30%.
Mm-hmm. Yep, man, that means it's uncircumcised. Wait, that's 30%, right?
Maybe it's just the movies I've been seeing, but man, they really are just they letting the dicks hang out in movies, man.
Hey, yeah,
you got to, bro. That's great. About time.
You know, that's cool, man.
It's hang like on.
It's a penis renaissance in film.
Sure.
You know,
about time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, I was honest. I was getting bored of seeing titties on screen, bro. I was like, man, when are we gonna get some meat in here, bro?
Yeah, bro. I gotta go back and watch black and white movies if I want to see any proper dick. Before the Renaissance.
Oh, the golden age of cinema.
I gotta go look at Charlie Chaplin's cock again. It's silent. Mm-hmm. It's not even talking to me.
But deadly.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, man. That's why I've been trying to work out and stuff, man. You know, because that's going to be the question they ask you when you try to do like movies and TVs and stuff. That's going to be question number one. Are you willing to do full frontal nudity?
That's going to be the first question.
Yeah, I guarantee that won't be the first question. It'll probably be like, what's your name?
No, not the movies I'm trying to have.
Are you an actor?
Yeah. Any experience?
Are you a doctor?
Are you vaccinated?
That is. They will ask. They're going to ask you. And then you got to be like, maybe read my card.
The clip to lift the seas one for the, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And then Noah said unto them, I think you know the rest.
But the question is going to be there. And then what?
Hmm? Sure. For a movie? For money? Yeah. I don't fucking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
It don't even got to be for a movie.
Hey, you guys want to make a sketch or something?
Yeah. Bro, I'll just do some full frontal nudity for money.
Yeah.
Or the promise of money.
Can you just give me the idea that a financial compensation?
Give me the option for $1,000. Yeah.
Or if I think it'll get a laugh. Mm-hmm.
Or if I think it'll get a groan. I don't care. Yeah.
Hey. Push boundaries. Mm-hmm. That's what art's supposed to do. Mm-hmm.
A shriek. That's the first time I heard that one. A shriek at my nudity. Okay.
Who did that? It's a ghost.
Yeah. They're rocking, man. That's just... So she was 17 the entire time, right?
No, I think it had been 3 weeks. They said something about his friend was like, oh, wow, I can't believe you did all this in 3 weeks. And she said her birthday was in 3 weeks. So I guess she was 18 at the end.
But he was definitely hooking up with her before then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Which the whole thing is really not great.
No.
The whole situation's
grooming.
Very, very gross.
Yeah, man. Hey, I know we're supposed to be progressive and whatnot, but, bro, age gaps be getting weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He seemed pretty hyped when he found out she was 17.
I mean, yeah.
That was like from jump.
Yeah, he literally said legal as an eagle. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. Yeah, he was
hyped.
Which means
he's also fucked an eagle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one animal you can have sex with. Yeah. That's the one
America.
Animal.
America.
Yeah. How patriotic are you?
Birds age a lot faster than men. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty much fully formed as soon as they.
That's what I'm saying. Once they're taken off in the sky.
Yeah.
That's why there's on the bird vagina.
Yeah.
That's what I like about these eagles, man. I get away. <Hey. laughs>
Oh, man. But yeah, no.
It's got to be old. It already went bald.
Yes. Yeah, nah, bro.
Come on.
Nah.
You know what you tuned into.
Yeah. But nah, them age gaps be real weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I
just
think it's anti-progressive. I think progressive is not having an age gap at all.
That's what I'm saying. Because I feel like historically, bro, it was always a guy who was on his deathbed. So 38, 39, right? Mm-hmm. Finding the fucking most impressionable 14-year-old housewife around.
Yeah.
And then, hey, he put on that little the Salem Witch Trials hat. And they had a happy marriage until somebody died of scarlet fever or whatever. Historically.
Dysentery, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it worked. So yeah, it's more progressive to be the same age as whoever you're dating.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Unless
they were born on a leap year.
Unless it's a, you know, Anna Nicole Smith situation. Then, you know, that was pretty progressive.
No, that's still creepy.
How was that creepy? He was just an old dude.
I feel like the common consensus around her was she was going, like, sis, get your bag.
She was like late 20s, something like that. Early 30s, maybe. And my man was fucking
out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 100 in the exactly. Coffin. Yeah. He was 99, was about to have his 100th birthday on New Year's Eve. And then, you know, something tragic happened.
I mean, good on her.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
I mean, that's true.
They did say Betty White was never gonna die.
They did say, hey,
they're really tempting fate with that one, huh?
Yeah. No, they them age gaps be weird, bro. And it's just you know what I mean? You're an adult, so you're using all your adult tricks on a kid's brain. You can't be doing that.
Wait, with Anna Nicole and that old dude?
Yeah. He convinced her to marry him. You ever fucking met someone born in 1916? I don't think so.
I mean, he must have died happy, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, what makes you think that?
Oh, because me and my man was texting. He was like, I shouldn't have done it, bro.
This shit hurts.
Why y'all boys let me do this?
Yeah. I told her I wanted to be a 74-year-old bachelor.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. My wife's so damn bad, but I keep going to bed at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she on TV and stuff? That's crazy. Yeah, she got famous because of that. And then got in movies because of that.
Yeah, she was a model before, I believe. Yeah. Oh, no, she was a model. Like, she was modeling. And then I think, is that the timeline? She was modeling, married the old dude. Old dude died. She got all that inheritance. And then she did, like, Playboy and all that stuff. And then got a TV show and all that stuff.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm not
familiar with the Anna Nicole lore, unfortunately. But she did have a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was, man, they were just putting anything on reality TV shows, man. They were just giving anybody a show. The Osbournes, they had a show.
Oh, yeah.
Who else had one? Fucking
Sharon Osbourne.
Sharon Osbourne, she has her own show now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other one.
The other one.
Jack.
Jack
Osbourne. He was in
Jack Osbourne.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Austin Powers 3.
Turn was he? Oh,
I think,
no, that's
I think
right.
The whole family.
All of them were.
Yeah, I think the whole family.
But he was also there too. Man,
dang, yeah, bro. Hey, if y'all go see Red Rocket, just know, hey, Simon Rex, hey, he's being a predator.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So make sure you watch that in Incognito, or you know. Oh shit! Speaking of damn predators, my man got 30 years today.
Yeah, that's right.
They shout out.
Yeah, yeah. O.R. Kelly.
Robert Kelly couldn't sing his way out of this one. Uh huh.
30 years.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, which the
how old is he now? He's like, he has to be like 50 something, right?
Yeah, it is 50s. The judge was sentencing him, right? And his lawyer was like, 30 years seems like a lot. And the judge was like, I don't see nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Y'all get the reference? Have y'all listened to R. Kelly recently?
No. I haven't listened to him ever since you did, you know, that one thing to them.
I've really never listened to him in my life.
Oh, damn. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
What if he gets out in 30 years and he goes and looks in the basement and just sighs? All my best years were here.
He returns back to his house. There's all the empty sex dungeons that he had there. Just like it's like the ending of the season finale. I remember this was here. Flashbacks. He's like 30 years. He's like, oh, we're R. Kelly. AJ, nothing but a number. That's crazy, man. You think he's gonna make it?
No, he'll get out before 30 years for sure.
You gonna listen to that first day out freestyle?
The R. Kelly first day out freestyle? Fuck no, because he gonna be like, this dedicated to the children.
Yeah. 30 years, man.
I don't know. What's the idea behind? Is it like, is he supposed to go to jail for 30 years and then afterwards he's reformed?
He served his time.
He's no longer a criminal. Is that the idea basically behind jail? Is it you go to jail and then you're better?
Yeah, it's supposed to be you sit down for a little bit. Gives you the chance to be a better person.
I don't think that works.
I mean, some people never do whatever they did again. Like, if you killed someone with your car and went to jail for 10 years, you're probably taking the bus next time. So, it's the same thing.
But a lot of them don't. A lot of them get right behind that fucking wheel. Like, they never missed a beat.
Yeah, sometimes
they're fucking Paul Walker in back.
Yeah. I mean, most people, when, you know, they go to jail for DUI, the first thing they want to do when they get out is get a drink.
Get a drink on a long night drive, clear their head.
Yeah. Sick of that damn prison wine. Mm-hmm.
Man, they also got homegirl, fucking Jezebel Maxwell. Got her. Like, I don't know what they sentenced her with, but she got arrested, right? She's in jail now. I thought I read that somewhere.
Did you just? Who? Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh yes, yeah.
Is she? I didn't. I thought she got loose.
Yeah, I think it. I mean, I hope she didn't get loose.
I don't know why I thought she fucking escaped or something.
She Houdini'd her way out of prison.
Like, she broke.
Look over there.
Like, Maxwell's gone. Someone put up wanted posters next to all the massage parlors in the area.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, no, she got 20 years too.
Man. Shit.
And not enough years, I'll say. Hey, not enough years.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, R. Kelly got more, and that just shows how racist they still are. R. Kelly got 30,
sentencing
she got
practices
20.
Are pretty. Yep, yep.
You know?
But also, he had a cult. He was keeping ladies there, had them sleeping in bunk beds. Shit was wild. Had them beating each other up. Shit was hot.
But here's the thing. I wonder this, man, because. I wonder this because, like, in prison, right?
Right?
Nah, dude. Nah, you shouldn't have said that stuff. They're just going to frantically ask us to edit this out in a couple of days.
Edit what out? right there. Yeah, no, my man was doing wild stuff, bro.
I just wonder, because, you know, in prison, man, you know how, like, rappers sometimes when they go to jail, if they, you know, if you're a big fan of that dude and you see him in jail, like, oh shit, they sometimes have some juice. But in R. Kelly's case, you know, very, you know, famous musician, but in jail, the worst thing you could possibly do is do some shit to some kids.
Yeah,
so I wonder.
I mean, he did do stuff to a child.
Just back, one?
Yeah, he married that girl when she was like 14.
Aaliyah?
Yeah.
But you think that's the only thing he did?
No, that was the only thing he did to a kid. All the ladies that he kept like in the sex cult basement thing, they were all of age.
No, they weren't.
They weren't?
No, man. He was like grooming these girls. He like had them pull up and stay at his place.
Yeah, I thought they were all like 18, 19, 20, like that.
No, dude. No, you think he just ended it with like, all right, 14-year-old Aaliyah, that's it. I'm good on that. You think he was just like, that's the only 14-year-old I need?
I mean, yeah. I feel like my man probably, again, not defending my man. I hope he gets 60 years. I hope they double jeopardy him. But yeah, I thought he was just
one and done?
Well, I think you know, the celebrity stuff weird. Like, she was a super famous celebrity. Mm. I think it's like the Kylie Jenner situation, like Kylie and Tyga, where it's like, nah, Tyga knew she was, you know what I mean? But he was like, you about to be a young billionaire. Hmm. But also, I didn't watch the documentary, so I don't even know if they survived R. Kelly.
Yeah, no. Oh, man. I got some news for you.
Oh, man. Don't tell me that. I'm DJing a wedding.
Oh, no. And Ed's already got the playlist, man. I mean, what are you
going to do? Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You think he's still going to be making music in jail?
Like how they do, like how they had Gucci Man? Man. He's still making Trapped in the Closet from behind bars.
Yeah.
Damn, this motherfucker's going crazy. Oh. Froze up. One was really going nuts.
Hell yeah.
That was crazy how he scooted up on there.
We got the...
We're watching a live feed of some penguins.
These penguins are going crazy. Most of them are not doing nothing.
Yeah, most of them are just fucking standing there. One of them is having a full-on conniption. He's flapping around. He's scooting and tooting.
They have to know that, like, all this is their simulation right here.
Yeah.
They must know. That's why some of them are just standing there doing nothing.
I like how they're, even in a fake built nature scene, the ice is all fucking melted and they ain't got no...
They
so gotta it's more make like
it,
home.
They got to make it as real to life as possible.
Yeah. They do this and then they bring them right back to the melted glaciers and shit. Drop them right back off.
There's like one pile of snow. Here, there you go.
Have at it.
Play with that.
You guys, we should go to Antarctica.
Yeah. I mean, you know, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Why not?
But I do know a guy who books a show down there.
It's always nighttime there. Or daytime, depending on the year.
Huh.
Is that like the pole? Oh. I'm thinking, hey.
Stay off that pole. I ain't having my podcast guest, my podcast co-host on the pole. Mm-hmm. That's how you failed as a podcast.
Black phone?
Yeah, black
phone.
Wait,
don't tell me about it. I plan on seeing it.
Well, don't worry, man. They could have just called it phone.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it could have been any color.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it had to be black.
Yeah, I mean, typically, I guess, those style of phones are black. I mean, rotary phones. Older phones are mostly black. I mean, I guess sometimes you see a red one if it's like in an office or something in the 1960s, mm-hmm. and there's a lady with big hair smoking a cigarette or something. But normally, you know, a home rotary phone, it's usually black.
You know, you know, man, you're right. You're fucking right there.
Yeah, well, you know. I've been reading the Wikipedia page for phones.
Yeah, I went on Wikipedia to look up black phone. I just found out a lot about a rotary phone.
I was reading an article about phones. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, it says here most phones are black.
It's good, man. Scary. Blumhouse, man.
Scary.
Yeah, man. You're going to be scared, man.
Ethan Hawke. A scary guy.
Mm-hmm.
Creeperino.
Mm-hmm.
Freak.
The kids in that movie. Not bad actors, which is always appreciated.
Sure.
So you're in for a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. ATTP recommends Black Phone starring Ethan Hawke.
Y'all know about Black Phones. They're always going off in the movie theaters.
Oh, Chris, I've always thought that, but I can laugh because you said it. Oh, man. That's the beauty of comedy.
We're just, you know.
Spoiler alert.
I was sitting next to a lady during Black Phone who, ironically, the entire movie was just on her phone. And it's like, All right. Well, I mean, you probably could have done this at home.
Nah, that's pretty
just on her phone, just recounting the movie to her friend.
I don't know. I don't know what she was doing. She was just on it. Just the whole time. I don't think she looked up one time.
It's great. When I went to the theater, like 5 minutes in, there's a person in a few rows in front of me. They're snoring. Like the movie just started. You just got here.
Oh God, backstory.
Exposition.
You probably wake me up when they get to the phone.
I came here for a black phone. Yeah. The fuck is all this shit? Right,
I don't
here.
See one goddamn phone.
Bro really pulled up for the reclined seating. Yeah, I'll take a ticket to anything.
Yeah.
2 hours? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What y'all got playing in there? No, my bitch ex-wife, she took the recliner. I just got a wooden chair. I gotta lay back.
Got to.
My back is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the next one? Well, sir, we got one for black. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Run it.
You said theater four? Sir, we have to try. Yeah, yeah.
It was so loud.
Is there another showtime after this? I haven't slept in days. Can I bring chamomile tea in here?
The Coca-Cola freestyle machine. Oh.
Two large drinks.
Yeah. Oh man, just posted up, catching them Z's. But he woke up, man, because people were man. That's why you got to go to a theater with folks in it, because when people be reacting, man, God, yeah. I hate jump scares, man.
Yeah, I love that, man. We were all like,
"Bro, run!"
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
run. I was like. Doing this. Run away from the street.
Mm-hmm. What y'all doing?
Run away from the street.
See these badass kids. At some point, you start feeling you start to be on the other side. You know, you'd be like, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
these kids are bad.
Glad he got nabbed.
Yeah, absolutely, dog. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go see it regardless. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good. I think that's the point of a horror movie is at some point or another you're supposed to be like, hey, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Hey, come on.
Yeah, it's all about bad decision making.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Man, I got to figure out that you, the dad in the movie, is he familiar? Is he from something?
He is vaguely familiar, but I don't know. I think he just kind of...
just has that face.
Kind of just reminded me of my own dad, you know?
I'm so sorry. He was not a good dad.
Yeah, well. He was there when it counts. I was under his roof, to be fair. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have the time to unpack this right now.
Go see Black Phone. Listen to this part again.
Mm-hmm. Man, I heard that Elvis movie was bad, though.
Yeah, I've sort of heard that too. Still want to see it. Yeah. I mean, it's 3 hours.
Yeah, man.
That's so much reclining time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I hear it's just very cheesy. Which sure. I think, honestly, to go and see a movie like that about Elvis, I think like be enjoyable. Especially if we're just wink, wink, nudging each other, be like, man, this shit sucks ass.
My stepdad loves to tell his story about Elvis. I don't know why he likes the story so much, but. I guess one time Elvis was doing a concert and this lady in the crowd, she like jumped on top of a bunch of people and hopped up on stage and like was on stage and then security fucking tackled her, threw her off, you know, and Elvis was like, go and get that girl and put her back up here. And they did it. And then he took his necklace off and put it on her. And then he kissed her on the cheek, and she just fucking fainted.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Wait, where was your dad in the story?
Oh, he just likes the story.
Oh, so he wasn't even at that concert. He just heard about it.
Yeah, he just heard about it.
And he loves telling that story.
You sure your dad wasn't working security?
he's always like, now that is power. Which sounds pretty fucking weird. I mean, we don't know anything about this.
He's making women pass out.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you guys ever listen to
Elvis? Yeah, she just like jumped on top of a bunch of people. She's probably fucking tired. Chain was heavy.
I feel like I haven't listened to a lot of Elvis. Even though he was always.
I know the one about the. I ain't nothing but a dog. And a hound. I ain't nothing but a one. I am my mom. I know that. I know that one.
What the fuck was that? I think it was convulsing.
I know that one pretty much word for word.
I don't think you know that one.
I listen to that shit every night before I go to bed. I ain't dog.
Bro, you're not even getting close to them.
Damn, you know Elvis, dude.
Yeah. You know Elvis.
Y'all know that was
jailhouse.
I've actually listened to a lot of Elvis because, I used to work at the candy kitchen and they only played 50s and 60s songs. So I've heard all of Elvis's discography unwillingly.
Did they used to call it discography before they were discs?
Yeah, they were always discs.
Vinyls, I guess.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Seven.
I mean,
inches.
I guess that is a disc, huh?
Yeah.
I always picture a CD when I picture a disc.
No, those are also discs as well. Mm-hmm. More than one thing could be a disc. And now you know.
Mm-hmm. How about I skip to the end of disc conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Panic at some the disc co.
All right. Enough of that.
Yes.
That's for the E rolling on Molly Hicks.
Yeah, that's for the true rollers.
That's for the true E heads.
That is a reference.
Juvenile. Yeah.
Bro, I tried to remember how that one went the other day. I don't think I can.
I think I still got video from that.
What?
Up that set.
Yeah, man. I fucking wrote the joke. I know how it goes.
It was like we did coconuts in 2015.
Slow motion for me.
Yeah. Yes. Dog. Explain it to me like I'm a Jew. Yes.
Dumb.
Dumb.
Good times, man. You guys remember 2014?
Hey, good time. What is it? Fire at the CD company?
Young G's? He featuring Akon? No. Akon and Young. Jeez. Whatever. I don't care.
So was Elvis Hawaiian or was he just stealing Hawaiian music?
Elvis?
Yeah.
No, he was stealing black folks' music.
No, he was doing luau music.
What?
Yes, bro.
Luau music?
Yeah.
How's
the song go?
All right. Well, the fans are asking too, I'm sure.
Encore.
Encore. like listen to that and tell me you don't hear hula skirt.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm pretty sure during the time we were at war with Hawaii, right?
Yeah,
they know that bombs.
They were that busy.
He got famous right after Hawaii became territory.
Right after
willingly, right?
Yes, right after they let us take care of them. Yep.
Right after the queen stepped down and said, "I succumb to imperialism."
No, it was right after,
as I learned in my seventh grade history class.
No, it was right after what happened. Oh, I don't want to get this wrong, but I know that all my
I want
facts
you to
are,
get it wrong.
Yeah, my facts are always 100% right, so you can quote me on this.
Yeah.
I think the king was mysteriously poisoned because it was King Kamehameha II. And then Hawaii, U.S. territory. Right. Now we got Spam. Mm-hmm. Now we got fucking big-ass pig with a thing in his mouth.
The coconut with the liquor inside.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Hawaii...
Surfing?
The year it became a state officially... It's like the last one. I think it had to be in like the early 60s.
It might have been the early 80s, honestly.
It's just crazy to think that my dad is older than Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, he's not older than Hawaii.
Yes.
Hawaii's been around a pretty long time.
He's older than Hawaii as a U.S. state.
No. You guys haven't seen my dad. You know those Easter Island heads?
Chris, we unequivocally have.
Yeah.
Met your dad many times.
I mean...
We're friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, you know him in this universe.
But for real, wasn't Elvis doing that fucking...
I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm the type of guy that likes to go...
People music, too.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I thought once he got in trouble for that, he was like, I got to get the heat off me. Went down to them islands. He sort of...
How much
do you know about Elvis?
You know what, man? I don't know a lot. So you right.
Hey,
I'll shut up.
I'm about to learn a lot more because I just bought a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Shit, man. I don't think we should buy a ticket today. We can pop that on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are you pulling the shaky cam?
It's a biopic, so even if it is cheesy. That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's my favorite fucking shit.
What's the difference between that and, you know, them Samoans be doing
What? I don't think he ever used a ukulele. I think that's the main thing.
No, he definitely used a ukulele.
I feel like I could put money that he never had a ukulele in any of his songs.
I'm about to pull up a picture of him with a ukulele. I did Photoshop it. Pull up
Elvis ukulele, but wait till this turtle finishes, or this penguin finishes swimming around here.
Dude, because I think he used to go down to Hawaii, and then mysteriously they would just not hear from him for a few days, and he would come back being like, "Now I'm recharged." It's like, what did you do?
All right, I want to watch what you think is Elvis's life. That sounds way more interesting.
Yeah. All right, wait, no, fuck, I'm confusing Elvis and Ezra Miller. That's right. That's it. Yeah. That's right.
Common misconception.
I even make so much more sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ezra Miller and Elvis Presley. That's, I can see how you get those two crossed up.
Yeah, he did play the ukulele. What kind of did play in Blue Hawaii? He was in a movie called Blue Hawaii, and he played the soprano ukulele. I fucking knew it. Out there appropriating, you know, the Hawaiians. He was probably in a movie doing the haka. You know what I mean? Probably.
You bet. I own it on DVD. Watch it every night when I brush my teeth. All my favorite songs coming up.
Can't help falling in love. Love me tender, lonely. Damn, he was going through it.
And you better start serving up candy. You keep looking at them songs.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let me go ahead, bro.
I mean, yeah, I guess I wasn't really familiar with his music. I guess, understandably so.
Yeah.
He was long dead.
Yeah, you would know.
Before.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know, Elvis, the Beatles, Ezra Miller, all before my time.
All before I was really getting into the stuff.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Ezra Miller? I think he's in like some Marvel shit.
Yeah, he's the Flash. From the CW show.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Yeah.
But
it's got 8 seasons. They all bad. Well, but it got 8 of them.
I remember I tried watching The Flash. I was like, man, for a show about a fast dude, this show was taking forever.
Yeah. Terribly paced.
Yeah, man. That is interesting, though, that Elvis was very popular. Like, that's like a level of like famousdom. that like not a word, not a word. Yeah. I understand that it's not a word.
But we, yo,
you know, language is ever evolving.
I'm telling you, yeah, vocabulary can move off vibes sometimes.
I just think it's crazy that he was so famous that like he had like people impersonate him. I think that's a lot. Like people had Michael Jackson had impersonators. People still banking off of Michael Jackson impersonations. But every right now.
Santa Claus,
yeah, Santa Claus.
Yeah, bro.
Fucking, who's the other dude? Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. You go down to Hollywood right now, 20 Spider-Mans out there.
But I do feel like that's, like, most folks. Like, now they got a bunch of, like, Lil Uzi Vert impersonators, and they just look like my man.
Who?
Lil Uzi Vert.
No, I mean, like, who is doing that? Like, where are they doing that at?
I mean, shit.
They're just out impersonating Lil Uzi Vert?
We can hire one right now if you want.
Send him over.
Yeah.
Have him pull up to the live show.
Tell him to play.
August 26th at Joystick
20
Game.
20 minutes.
Tell that girl I got a slaughter in.
Just 1 second.
All my friends are dead.
Just 1 second, fellas. Just 1 second.
Hello. It's like... He knows we're doing a podcast, right?
I don't know, sometimes. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So what's going on? Okay, we got Chris, Evan.
That's interesting that you're just now noticing that. We've been podcasting for an hour. You just noticed we were here. Derek, you dumb
I just
bastard.
Want to say Elvis did not have a ukulele. He did not steal Hawaiian. Oh, shit.
You're right, Derek. I'm glad you agree.
Known Elvis impersonator, William Foskey, everybody.
But look, yeah, Lil Uzi Vert, you know, he got a couple clones out there.
Yeah.
And you could pay him some money. And they come do the little shoulder shrug for 15 grand.
That's cool, man.
They do the gif of him being like, I lost.
Yeah. Wow. I lost.
He comes to the party and just said, oh, my friends are dead. That's good, man. To live that life, huh? Just of the impersonating a famous artist or person. That must be great. It seems like all the work is already done for you. All you gotta do is just be a person.
No, I would hate if I just sort of look like someone, and then my most bankable like skill is trying to look slightly more like them. That sounds not fun.
Hey, you know, we all look like a guy.
That's true, but not for money.
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah.
I do look a lot like Frankie Muniz.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I'm dating Lizzo. Yeah. No, he was.
Everybody's always coming up to me like, oh, how's your race car career coming? I was like, you know me.
Yeah. I'm
always stuck in middle place.
Yeah, they're always walking up. Yeah. How's Francis? Died in military college.
You know we weren't actually related on the show, right?
Your dad still selling meth?
Yeah. Whatever happened to Dewey?
Whatever happened to the baby?
I fucking... Sometimes that happens. Classic Frankie.
Damn, man.
I found you, Cody Banks. Supposed to be a secret agent.
Damn, man. We never did make that song, man. Frankie Muniz. Another one lost in the chambers of time.
Hey, bro. I wanted to.
Yeah, me and Derek, we had a song called Frankie Muniz.
Yeah. Now that's the right one.
Yes. Yeah, they let me do the hook. Yeah. So.
Man, we would have got out of the hood with that one.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Or shit, they would have put us back in.
They would have put us
inside.
They would have put us in super hood.
Yeah.
Yep. You live inside this gas station now. Hope you like eating the foil off of blunt wraps.
Oh, this guy's in the hood.
Hey,
the foil. guys in the trenches.
Yeah. Hey. Bro, yeah. You know what to talk about. Yeah. Bro, that's a level of down bad. I can't even comprehend, bro.
He needs some milk.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That ain't even mud at that point. This is quicksand.
Mm-hmm. Eating a four loaves of blood bread. That's crazy.
All right.
All right, y'all.
So, y'all got anything coming up? I do not.
I was on roll call.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, I guess. Yeah, when this comes out. So, thanks if you came to roll call.
All three of you?
Yeah. Well, it was packed up.
Yeah. Did you just say wink?
Yeah, it's funny that the name of it's roll call because it looks like everybody is not present.
Okay. All right, chill, man. I'm trying to win this $1,000 comedy competition, man. You got to chill out with that.
Good luck.
Or get second place and just do more time somewhere. Man. Wait, hold on. When this comes out, oh man, it'll be the 4th of July, right? Wow. Shout out America. If y'all love it, land of the brave, home of the free.
Shout out Hawaii.
Shout out Hawaii, youngest.
Younger Hawaii. Than Chris's dad. yeah, I don't have anything. Live show August 26th. And that's the podcast.
Oh man. You guys, you only got a few more chances to hear us, dog. So make sure, live in person, August 26th.
You have to be there.
Yeah, you got to be there, dog.
You got to, because let's just say...
Let's just say you won't be hearing from us for a while after August
26th. Let's just say some black vans are going to be showing up at the end of the show. Mm-hmm.
So. And one of them's going to have a little Uzi Vert in person. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be playing Neon Guts featuring, that's right, Fake Pharrell. Yeah.
Fake Jadakiss is just going to be in the back laughing. Yeah. That'd be great if we just get a whole bunch of fake folks.
Yeah, yeah, dog. Make sure you guys.
Rate. Five stars.
Yes,
review.
Yes,
five rate. Stars.
Five stars.
I think that's about it.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah,
we have to say.
Hope you have a safe 4th of July.
Right.
And if you didn't, I'm sorry.
Yep. Don't worry. You'll get those fingers back.
Don't worry. Yeah, you'll get them back eventually. They grow back like lizards.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, I can't think anything of.
Damn, man, this year's going by, huh? It's already July. Still haven't found a pool yet.
Oh, Brittany said that she had a pool.
Oh, all right. Let's do that now.
Yeah.
It's raining outside. Let's go to the pool.
Yeah. It's lightning, but I'll take a couple laps.
All right. Well, without any further ado, let's skiddly do.
Right. Hell yeah. Wait. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I didn't know if we had to wait to be like, oh, hey, and cut.
Yeah, I guess this is it.
As soon as we rap, we're just doing sick British accents.
That'd be great. I wish I could do one. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Well, hey, you guys.
Oh, heavens, man.
I guess at the end of the day.
At the beginning of the morning.
What's up?
What's up?
Oh, I just came back and you guys were still potting. I thought we had wrapped up.
Sorry. No, we just started.
Oh, yeah, now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pod. R. Kelly just got sentenced to 30 years in prison.
And you gotta get my man out of it.
Whoa! ATTP is funding the defense. Yeah.
If you can click the GoFundMe in the description.
Step. We gotta appeal that case.
Save our weddings. Yeah. We need that in the playlist.
That judge is a known embezzler.
Yeah. Hey, we should, for the outro music, play Gigolo by Nick Cannon and R. Kelly.
Well, I don't think that's, you know, yeah. We did probably get copyrighted.
Yeah. I'll play it anyways. Yeah,
get an impersonator. Have him say gigolo, just two G's.
Yeah, just play us little Elvis and then close out the show there.
We'll play all of Elvis's music before we end it.
I'm the type of guy that.
Yes, dude.
Actually, Evan, you want to sing us out of here with the Elvis song?